a reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, consider this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You are being enriched in every way for all generosity, which through us produces thanksgiving to God. It's graduation time, and as the principal of a school, I get a primo seat for our graduation ceremony with a clear view of our graduates. They are beautiful, excited, nervous, a little scared, but mostly proud of their accomplishments. At the end of the ceremony this year, I was too buoyed up to sleep, and my thoughts wandered to our valedictorian, salutatorian, and all Dominican Academy girl, an award determined by the vote of our seniors and faculty. What caused these three girls to stand out? Obviously, they are all blessed with strong academic abilities. They are very, very smart. But all these girls were also active in many volunteer activities. Why did they do them? To pad their resumes and their applications for college? To win prestigious awards like the All-Dominican Girl? Oh, maybe. But I never got that sense. Instead, each one of these girls seemed to realize that she had many talents that she could and wanted to share with her classmates and with the school, and she was willing to share them. There was a need, and she would fill it, not expecting anything in return. These wonderful young women sowed bountifully. In spite of not looking for anything in return, their generous gift of time and talent resulted in many blessings bestowed upon them. They are all popular girls, well-liked by their classmates, the underclassmen, faculty, and staff alike. They earn scholarship at some prestigious universities, and they obviously earn the top spots in our award ceremonies and the applause and accolades that went with them. As I look back over their senior year, each one of these girls maintained a cheerful attitude and a friendly one. It was always a joy to work with them. Our scripture reading today could have been written with them in mind, and I know that they will be enriched in many, many ways in the future.